Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this. You're welcome to another episode of the Light Podcast. My name is Dumomi Drojaye, and I'm privileged to be your host on this audio show. On the Light Podcast, we discuss everything from adulting to lifestyle to personal development, everything just to ensure that the light you are shines to the world. And in season two of the Light Podcast, we'll be reading the New Testament together. And because where else to get wisdom to shine from if not the Word of God, right? So yes. On this episode, we are treating Matthew chapter 23 together. And what I usually advise is that you go on to read the portion of scripture for the day before listening to the podcast episode, so that you are not lost when we are discussing some things, because essentially we are not reading the Bible here. We are just reviewing, sharing lessons learned, and looking at how we will be implementing right in our lives to change our lives in the end. So yes, I'll just go right into it. In Matthew chapter 23, the verse that struck me from this chapter of the Bible is Matthew chapter 23 verse 12, and it reads, "Whoever makes himself great will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be made great." So God is the one that makes great, and we just have to humble ourselves before God. God loves humility, right? And this is not the first time you are hearing it. We've treated it earlier, this humility and, you know, servant leadership something, right? If you are listening to this podcast for the first time, you might want to listen to other episodes, right? So yeah, we'll just go right into the lessons learned. In Matthew chapter 23, we see how Jesus was pointing out the hypocrisy of the law and the Pharisees, you know, how they were doing things to look good and righteous in front of men, but, you know, they were caring less about what God thinks of them. They gave tithes because it would make them look righteous, right? But to people, they disregard mercy, they disregard justice, they disregard honesty. They leave the things of eternal relevance to focus on mundane things, and this is not what we are supposed to be doing. We should learn from this. Let's ask God to help us to discern anything that we might be doing wrong in serving Him, even though it might look godly to human beings. So there is that tendency to put up acts, right? Within yourself, you may or you may not know that this is not what you're supposed to be doing. Like, you are just putting up an act, like, it's hypocrisy, right? But because men love it, you continue to do it. That's so wrong. That's wrong on many levels. You should aim to please God first, right, before thinking about man. And I think that's what pushes people into sin, when they try to please men first before God. They think they can do that both, like, they can do both at the same time or something, but it does not work that way. Seek to please God before you please men. In Matthew chapter 23, we see Jesus telling his disciples to respect and obey the constituted authority, because they are the ones that have been given they've been given authority to maybe give commands or something. And in obeying, however, we must be careful not to imitate their actions, right? We should not do what they do, but then we should respect them because they are there. But that does not mean everything that they do is right. Obedience and respect for constituted authority is encouraged. It's God wants us to obey them, but we should not fall into sin because of them. We should carefully follow these people. Like, respect them, but don't follow them to the letter, because some of them might be unbelievers and, you know, they might not know what they are doing is wrong and all of that. So just, you know, obey them. Not obey completely to the letter, but anyone that is within your power to do, just do. And that's it for, you know, dear chapter for today. I hope you learned one or two things. And our verse tomorrow is Luke chapter 20. I can't wait to share God's word with you again, right? So have a wonderful day, and I'll see you, or I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.